Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
There's a great event coming to town next Wednesday, July 11th, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Music City Center. It's the Coach Forum. The coachforum.nashvillecoachingcoalition.com is where you can register. And this is a forum of, first off, we're going to hear from one of the speakers right now, but a great speaker list. And it's really a gathering of coaches to talk about more than just X's and O's. And we're joined right now by Missouri head coach Konzo Martin, former Tennessee head coach and former Cal head coach, former Missouri State head coach, and Coach Konzo Martin on with us right now. Coach, really appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. How you doing?
Doing very well. And why is an event like this important to you, to gather with other coaches and talk about things that's not just X's and O's basketball?
Well, I think it's always important to communicate with other coaches, whether it's, you know, high school, college, NBA. I try to talk to a lot of different people. And, of course, you want to learn the basketball piece of it, continue to grow as a basketball coach when it comes to teaching the game. But I think for me, and I've always tried to do it, but I think it really in the last, you know, 4 to 5 years, just trying to understand the athlete and what they go through. And I always try to look at it through the lens of when I grew up in East St. Louis, the things I went through, the things I tried to overcome, had to overcome, my experiences from East St. Louis to West Lafayette, Indiana, where I attended Purdue University, the things I was exposed to, had to learn, or things that I didn't learn in high school, had to grow into in college. So a lot of different things. So I try to help our guys in any way, shape possible. And I think I spend more time now in helping them with life skills, learning, having compassion for people, being culturally diverse, to understand all type of people, and just loving life. So I think in this thing, for me, talking with other coaches about what it is a young man probably goes through in life, because we spend so much time trying to be good coaches and teach these guys to be great players. Everything is tough, work, work, work. But oftentimes we miss and lose sight of the things that that they're vulnerable to and the things they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, and obviously everyone is shaped by their own experiences, and coaches are no different when it comes to that. And you've picked up a lot of basketball acumen along the way, or you wouldn't have had the success that you've had over the course of your career. But I'm curious, you mentioned Gene Cady, you mentioned growing up in East St. Louis. What's maybe something you learned that wasn't basketball-related from your high school coach in East St. Louis, or from Gene Cady, that you've carried on, and now you'll carry on and talk about that in this coach forum coming up in Nashville next week?
Well, the thing that, you know, I started my high school coach, you know, the things that I learned from him, again, when you're going through it at that age, you don't understand, you're just living life one day at a time. But when I became a coach, I look back at all the hours my high school coach put into the fact that he would have the gym open every Sunday night through Thursday, and that's throughout the summer. And we didn't, at that time, AAU was probably just starting. It was probably on the coast, east and west coast. But we started having workouts Sunday through Thursday. So that way, it kept guys off the streets. And we didn't know that at the time, but it kept us off the streets and out of harm's way. And he would open the gym at 6 at night, and they would probably go from 6 to 10 at night. And this is the whole summer throughout my high school career. And what he would do, older guys would come in, and it was kind of understood because my high school was surrounded by 5 different project housing. So just going to the high school, you're going in different neighborhoods, and that's oftentimes, if you're in those areas, that's not an easy thing to do. So he would have to take guys home. And this is, in our high schools were 3 years at the time, so 10th, 11th, 12th grade were high schools in East St. Louis at that particular time. So you imagine he coached probably 30 years and taking guys home for years every day throughout the summer, even during the high school, just to make sure guys had meals. Some guys had to get food at night, but making sure guys got what they needed. But his ability, and I thought I was truly blessed, because oftentimes when you come from those environments, people perceive it to be so bad. But I can truly say with my high school coach and also with Coach Katie, my college coach, those guys didn't use a lot of cuss words or swearing, whatever type of words you want to use, how you pronounce it. But they didn't do a lot of that. They just coached basketball, did a lot of teaching. And when they had to really chew you out, they would do it as a whole instead of as an individual. And I thought both of those guys were before their time when you're talking about that style of coaching, because again, in that era, it was a lot of cussing, swearing, and coaches really getting after you. But those two guys didn't do that. And oftentimes you look at Gene Katie, who's my college coach, he looked tough, he looked hard nosed. But I call Coach really a teddy bear. I can say that now that I'm not playing for him. But he was he's a really nice guy, had a tremendous approach to the game. And he would always say things like, there was a great correlation from the standpoint of, if you didn't make your bed, you didn't brush your teeth, you didn't floss your teeth, and if you didn't do those things in the morning and when you went to bed at night, do the proper things, take care of your body, it would translate to the court. And all of a sudden, the last minute or two left in the game, we didn't function as a team as well as we need to because we had mishaps in your day-to-day approach to life. And when I became a coach, now as a player, I laughed about those sorts of things. Not this phrase, but I laughed about it. But when I became a coach, I started to understand the correlation in your preparation in life as well as on the court.
Missouri head basketball coach Konzo Martin is our guest on the Midday 180.
I'm curious, having gone from the SEC to the Pac-12 and now back to the SEC, what you find to be some of the most striking differences between the basketball and maybe the conference in terms of competition, people, schools, et cetera.
Well, I thought the one thing when I left the SEC, of course, it was a good league, but I think it's at a high level right now when you're talking about, you know, top to bottom of a league. I mean, you can put this league up against anybody in America. When you get the first time in the history of the SEC, you get 8 teams in the NCAA tournament, and Mississippi State was on the cusp of getting in the tournament. So you're talking about a tremendous league, and I think that bodes well for everybody in the league. I look forward to a league being as talented as it is. But I think when you're talking leagues and in comparison to the SEC, when you're talking to Pac-12, the SEC is a more, they allow you to play more physical. Even though the game is supposed to be officiated the same way all across the board, the SEC allows you to be a little bit more physical, and that's what everybody in the league. And I think the Midwest, and you come back this way east when you're talking basketball in comparison out west, I think it's more of a physical brand across the board. So I think it helps, you know, when you're talking about teams getting an NCAA tournament. And I think that's probably oftentimes why some of the Pac-12 teams may struggle, because of the physicality that we're allowed to play here. And then when you get into tournament setting, they allow it to take place.
Missouri head coach Konzo Martin, our guest here on the Midday 180. Coach, I'm sure you take something away from every job that you have and you learn something and build upon that. What was your biggest takeaway from your time in Knoxville at the University of Tennessee? What was the thing that you took from that job on to your next two jobs?
Well, one of the things is my first time at the major level in coaching. And what I found in all of that, because a lot of stuff going on, your coaching games. And at Missouri State, I would imagine a percentage I was able to spend maybe, you know, 70% of the time really coaching our team, and maybe 30% in the community, because it didn't have the level of impact. It was just really basketball, smaller community, smaller base. When I got to Knoxville, I mean, you're talking about a major university that's statewide, but also there's, you know, people in Georgia. You got all over the place, so you have to impact a lot of areas. So it probably went from, you know, 30% of the time on the floor and 70% where you're in the community, you're doing other things. So I thought that was the biggest difference. So what I try to do more than anything was try to spend as much time as possible with our players and building relationships and spending time with them, whether we're eating breakfast together. We did a lot of that. We find time to go to the movies, eat dinner together. So we did a lot of that stuff really just so I could be present. It wasn't necessarily about getting information from those guys. It was just to be present, because at that level, and even here in Columbia, you consume with so much stuff outside of basketball and your media obligations, your fan obligations, rightfully so. And you lose sight of the guys that are on your campus. Then on top of that, you spend so much time recruiting. And like I tell our staff, and I learned that, you know, being in Knoxville, what we have to do, we have to get consumed with the guys on our campus. Those are the most important guys. We can't get caught up in who we're recruiting, and all of a sudden we lose sight of the guys that we currently have. So I think that's the biggest thing, just spending time with our players.
Obviously things didn't work out health-wise with Michael Porter Jr., but how big was it for your program there at Missouri to land a talent of his caliber, a one-and-done type player? He's a lottery pick now with the Denver Nuggets. How big was that in year one for you moving forward with Missouri basketball?
I thought it was great. And, you know, I give Mike a lot of credit. And the reason why I said, even though he only played, what, I think two games, and one game he probably played 2 minutes. So I give him a total of 3 games. But the thing that he did, He gave us instant branding and marketing power when he said, I'm going to the University of Missouri. I think that really helped us from that standpoint. So what happened was the exposure our program got was great. And I think that was the biggest thing with Mike. Though he didn't play a lot of games for it, and I wish he would have because he's a very talented young player, but he gave us more because he gave us credibility when we stepped on the scene. Because regardless if he played games or not, there are a lot of high school guys who watched Michael Porter become the best high school basketball player in the country, and he sustained that over a course of time. So there's a level of respect for his game, his ability to play the game, and all of a sudden here's a guy still was able to go into the lottery in spite of the thoughts of, you know, his back being injured.
Konzo Martin has been our guest here on the Midday 180. Coach, you were a pleasure to deal with when you were coaching at Tennessee. Best of luck moving forward. Congrats on a great first year there at Missouri. And have a great time with this event coming up next Wednesday here in Nashville.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
That's Konzo Martin, head coach at Missouri. Again, next Wednesday, July 11th, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Music City Center. It's the Coach Forum. All coaches out there are welcome. Anyone impacted by sports, welcome. You can get tickets. You can register for this event at thecoachforum.nashvillecoachingcoalition.com. We're going to have some great guests over the next few days also. R.A. Dickey, Greg Sankey, Commissioner of the SEC, Inky Johnson, all scheduled to join us Monday and Tuesday of next week.